Today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Shabbos. We're already holding on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are in the wide lines, about four lines into the wide lines. Boyimnei Rabbi Merabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi. Ma'u lechel Adama b'Shabbos. Is a person allowed to eat Adama, which is meant for refuah on Shabbos? They used to make refuahs for different machlos, or is it also just like other refuahs on Shabbos are also? Because you might come to grind, you might come to shchikas samam to violate tochein. Samalei, he said, v'chi b'chol mihutra, during the weekdays, it mutter to eat dirt, shani yomer, af b'chol asa meshu humalke. I think that it causes illness, and therefore you're not even allowed to do it on a weekday. Am Rabbi Yami, kol ha'ochol mi'afar shal bavel, anyone who eats the dirt of bavel, ki lo'ochol mi'b'sar avosav, it's as if he's eating his parents, his forefather's flesh. V'yesham ki lo'ochel shkatum masim. Some say it's like eating shkatur masim. D'chsiv v'yimachas kol ha'yikum. The pasuk says in Parshas Noach, v'yimachas kol ha'yikum, and it says at Remes Yadov Hashemayim. So you see that the shkatur masim that died during the Mabul are in the dirt of Bavel. Some Reish Lakish Lama Nikra Shema Shinar. Why is a place called of Bavel in the Torah called Shinar? Shekol Meis Mabul Minar Ulisham, because all the dead of the Mabul were shaken down to that place. Were brought to Shinar. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nikra Shema Mitzula. Why is Bavel called Mitzula in the Navi Yeshayahu? Shekol Meis Mabul Nitzdalalu Lisham. They all floated to there, and that's where they all ended up, all the Meis Mabul. The Yesham Kilu Ochel Shkatzum Masim. Sometimes it's like eating Shkatzum Masim. Vavate it's Machuye it's Machu. Certainly those Shkatzum Masim are already gone. The ones from the Mabul, they're not in the dirt. So I'm keeping the Malki Gazabu Rabbanan. So who governs Achel Gargishta, Achel Tachli, Vikadkule Tachli, believe you missed. No, they said the reason, the logic of that Memra is that since it's unhealthy to eat this dirt, the Rabbanan made a gzeira that it's like eating Shkatzim Muslim, but you're not actually eating Shkatzim Muslim, because there was this one guy that ate a certain type of dirt, and he ate some cress afterwards, and the cress sort of grew in his stomach until it grew all the way into his heart and caused him to die. So that's the Talmudic version of swallowing the pits and the watermelon tree growing in your stomach. So the Gemara goes back to what we said before from the pasuk. A person has to have special begadim for Shabbos. So the pasuk says in Megillas Rus that Nami tells Rus v'rachatzta v'sachta v'samta simlo sayich. So it's a little strange. Was Rus not dressed that Nami has to tell her to wear clothing? So Amar Blazer Eilu Begadim Shel Shabbos. No, what she was telling her is to wear Big Day Shabbos. So you see from there that you're supposed to have special begadim specific for Shabbos. So the Gemara brings another drasha that from this pasuk. Tein lechacham v'yech kamaod. The pasuk says in Mishle, you give a divrei chachma to a chacham, and he becomes even wiser. Amar Rav Lazar zo Rus hamoavia u'Shmuel haramasi. That's a reference to Rus and to Shmuel. Rus the ilunami kamar lover chatz v'sakta v'samtus u'lusayich alayich v'irad ta'agorin, that she told her to change her clothing first and then to go to the gorin where Boaz was. V'ilu b'didoksiv. But when Rus herself did it, it says, "Vateret haGorin, v'hadavatat kechol asher tivat haChamosa." Now, first she went to the Gorin, then she did everything else. After she was in the Gorin, she did the Sicha and the Levisha of the nice clothing in order that other people shouldn't meet her on the way while she's already dressed nicely, and they're going to think that she's a Zona. So Rus, with extra chachmas, I'm not going to walk around town all made up. I'll walk around town in my drab clothing, and I'll make myself up when I get closer to Boaz. Shmuel, and what was the extra chachma that Shmuel added? Elu Eli Karmelei. Eli said to Shmuel, Shchav, ayim yikra elecha v'amarta daber Hashem ki shamaya avdecha v'ilu b'didek sivvei v'yavu Hashem ha'yisyatei v'yikra k'pam v'pam Shmuel v'yom Shmuel daber ki shamaya avdecha v'omer daber Hashem. Eli said, when you hear the voice again, say daber Hashem. But Shmuel did not say daber Hashem. He said daber. Because he didn't want to mention the Shem Hashem, because maybe it's not the Shechina. So he came up with another, with an extra geder that Eli didn't even think of. So Gemara brings other drushos that Lazar had on Megillas Rus. Pasuk says, Vateluch Vatavav Tzalakeit Besada. So what does it mean, Vateluch Vatavav Tzalakeit? Sounds like she went, she came back, and then she was Malakeit. So Amar Lazar, Shaholcho Vasa, Holcho Vasa, at Shematza Bin Adam Mahamugadim Lelechimahim. That she went back and forth and back and forth until she found among the Kotzrim people who were proper to go with them. So Vayomer Balz Lenaro Hanitzav Al Kotzim Lemia Nara Zos. Balz says, who is this this woman? So V'chidarka Shal Balz Lishol Benara. Would Balz ask about every young girl? Was he being mistakel at all the young girls? So Amar Blazer Dvar Chachma Ra'aba. He saw that she was very wise. He saw something made her stand out. Shnei Shibalin Lakta Shlosh Shibalin Eina Lakta. When two stalks would fall to the ground, she would be malakit them. But if three fell to the ground from the kotzrim, she would not be malakit them. She would not take them, because the halacha is in the Mishnah Maseches Peah that two shibalim are leket, so they're available for the aniyim. But three are not leket. But Mathnitza Tanat Vatznius Rava, no, that he saw that she was very tanua in her manner. Omdos mu'umad, no flos miyushav. The tall grains she would take while standing up, but the ones that fell to the ground, she would take while sitting down, in order that she shouldn't have to bend over, because that's a lack of tznius. So then Boaz says to Rus that v'chol sidbakim imna arosai. So v'chidarka shal Boaz v'dabik im anashim, was Boaz had a connection with all these women. So Amar Rav Lazar kivon d'chaz v'atisha karpa l'chamos of Rus tavka ba Amar shori led buke ba. He saw that she was nistabik to Naomi and she was megayer. So that's why he figured it's mutter to be mistabik with Rus, meaning she's allowed to be love of a kahal. He's allowed to marry her. That to come close and eats from the bread. So the word halom seems extra. Could have just said goshi v'achalta ben alechem. So Amar Rav Lazar, remez ramaz la, asidu malchus peisav ilotzis mimech, dechsiv bei halom. Shenem rav yavo amelech David v'yeshev l'fnei Hashem, v'yom rami anochi Hashem mi beisi kia v'yosani ad halom. So you see the word halom is used in reference to the malchus peisav David. That's what Boaz was hinting to. V'tavalta pitech b'chometz, you'll dip your bread in vinegar. So pas b'chometz is something that workers have. What's pasuk telling us? So Amar Rav Lozer mikan shachometz yafal l'sharev. So you see that when it's very hot, it's good to eat chometz. Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Amar remez ramaz la. Boaz was giving Rus a hint. Asid ben that lotzeis mimech shemasav kashim kachometz umanu menashe. That you also can have a descendant whose actions are very difficult, like vinegar. They're sour like vinegar, and that's a reference to Menashe ben Chizkiah, who is the melech over Yehuda after his father, and he did in that which was evil in the eyes of Hashem. He caused Yehuda to sin, and he set up a mizbechos for Avodah Zarah and for Baal, and his mishtachavel cholzva Hashemayim, and he made an asherah, horrible things. So Vateshev mitzad hakotzrim, Amar Rav Lazar mitzad hakotzrim lo betoch hakotzrim, that she wouldn't sit with the kotzrim, just on the side of them. All the kotzrim were mafsik between Boaz and her, and she wasn't among the kotzrim. So that tells us that Remez Ramazla Shasida Malchus Beisavi Shatischalik, that there's going to be a chalukah of two malchios ultimately from the Malchus Beisavi, that when Shlomo HaMelech dies and Rechavim takes over, so Rov Shifte Yisrael are going to rebel against him, and they're going to put Yeravam ben Nevat in Har Ephraim in charge. So Rechavim is going to be in Yerushalayim over the Shevet of Yehuda and Binyamin, and that's going to be the chalukah of Malchus between Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael. So the Yatzbeit Lakali Vatochal, Amar Rav Lazar Vatochal Bimei David, Vatispa Bimei Shlomo, Vatosu Bimei Chizkiah, that these three kings that all descend from Rus are going to be very wealthy, and each one will have gifts brought to them from all the different kings. V'ikadami, Vatochal Bimei David or Bimei Shlomo, Vatochal refers to both Bimei David and Shlomo, Vatispa Bimei Chizkiah, Vatoser Bimei Rebbe, that's a reference to Yehuda Anasi, who's also from the descendants of David and was very wealthy. Damar Mar, Ahur Yare de Rebbe, the person who's in charge of the horses and the mules of the base Rebbe, Hava Atir Mishvor Malka, was richer than King Shavur. V'mafisa Tana Vatochal Bel Nazeh, Vatispa Limasum Shiach, that is referring to three different times in history. Olam Hazeh, Yimotza Mashiach, and La'asul Lavel. So now we bring a pasuk where there's a machlokas of Yochanan of Lazar and Bishmol Ben Achmeni, what the pasuk means. Pasuk says in Nevuas Yishayahu about Sancheirav Melech Ashur that the Malach killed his soldiers at night. So it says, V'tachas kvodo yikad yukod ki yukod esh. So machlokas amar on what this means. Amar of Yochanan, V'tachas kvodo v'lo kvodo mamish. When the Malach killed the army of Sancheirav, the bodies of the people were burnt, but their begadim were not burnt. It was only under their begotten that the fire burns. Rav Yochanan Tameh, the Rav Yochanan Kari Lamane Machbedosai. And there's Rav Yochanan Shtasa coming full circle over here, because he's the one that referred to clothing as that which honors me. So Tachas Kevodo Yikad Yikod means that underneath that which honors them, that their clothing, that's where the fire burns. Rav Lazar Omer Tachas Kevodo, Tachas Kevodo Mamish. Now Tachas Kevodo means under their kavod, which is the guf itself, and not the begotten. And the tachas is a lashon of instead of, that instead of the guf, there was afer, there was afer instead, and it burnt like a pile of ashes. Rav Shlomo Nachmani, Amar Tachas Kevodo means Kisreifas Bnei Aaron. It means like the burning of the Bnei Aaron. Malah Alon Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kayim. Afkan Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kayim. Just like the Bnei Aaron, there's a Sreifas Neshama, but the body is still around. So it's over here by the army of Sancheriv. There's a Sreifas Neshama, but the Guf is still around. Amar V'Achavar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin L'Shina B'Gadim Min HaTorah. How do I know that switching B'Gadim is a Derech Kavod in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shneamar, because it says by the Kohen that takes the Deshen out, that which is the ashes from yesterday's kabbalos, upashat is begadim v'lavish begadim acherim, that he puts on different begadim after taking out the ashes, in order that his nice begadim shouldn't get ruined from the ashes. The tongue of the Rabbi Shmuel, limad chatorah derech eretz, the Torah is teaching us derech eretz, begadim shabishal behen kederu l'rabo al yimzog behen kos l'rabo, the very begadim that you cooked a pot for your master with, you shouldn't go and pour a kos of yayin for him with such begadim, that when a person changes into nicer clothing, that's a way of showing kavod. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Kuf Yadalid Amud Aleph.